we have a big, fun, juicy audio depot. And let's start with the Rogers Kimmel saga, which is ongoing.
Okay. We were kind of giggling about what Kimmel, and we'll play the audio in a second, but we sat through, and Lando, you watched this too today. Was this 25, 26 minutes of Aaron
commercial
Rogers,
free.
Of Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee?
We'll get,
And if you've been to Thanksgiving and talked to your uncle who's got some interesting ideas, it was very,
Aaron Rodgers.
It was very in line with that with number 12.
So this all starts back in, they have a beef going on that I think stemmed from last February when we remember the air balloons or UFOs or whatever you want to call it. So Aaron Rodgers is on the Pat McAfee show with Pat McAfee and AJ Hawk sitting on the right, and he kind of just sits there. And
he's got a sweet gig.
He does.
He doesn't have to do a thing.
Looks good, just kind of nods and laughs. And Rodgers goes, gives his opinions on this, and then mentions the Epstein list, whatever. And then Kimmel, on his show, makes a joke about it, says Aaron Rodgers might need to be in concussion protocol or something. Again, just a little joke. And then last week on the Pat McAfee show, on Rodgers' weekly appearance, Rodgers just throws out there, he mentions the list again and says Jimmy Kimmel probably doesn't want to see the names that are on it.
Yeah, he says he's going to crack a bottle open to celebrate those when the names are put out there. And he very quickly mentions Jimmy Kimmel, which, of course, everybody just assumes he's, you know, alleging that Jimmy Kimmel is part of things like that, which if I'm Jimmy Kimmel, and I get it, you make jokes for a living, you do your monologue every night, you take shots at folks, but something like that, that's a little too far, especially coming from a pro athlete who really probably shouldn't be discussing things like this.
Yeah, yeah. Kimmel replies back on Twitter, quote tweets the video, and says we can take care of this in court, to paraphrase a little bit. Kimmel was on vacation at that point. He was back last night for his first show of the year, and to start his monologue, the first 7 minutes and 23 seconds were going at Aaron Rodgers, and it was straight fire. Now, we're not going to play all 7 minutes and 23 seconds of it, but I've got about a minute here to start and then and about 20 seconds at the end. So here's a little bit of Kimmel's monologue last night.
But here's the thing. I spent years doing sports. I've seen guys like him before. Aaron Rodgers has a very high opinion of himself. Because he had success on the football field, he believes himself to be an extraordinary being. He genuinely thinks that because God gave him the ability to throw a ball, he's smarter than everyone else. The idea that his brain is just average is unfathomable to him. We learned during COVID, somehow he knows more about science than scientists. A guy who went to community college, then got into Cal on a football scholarship and didn't graduate, someone who never spent a minute studying the human body, is an expert in the field of immunology. He just put on a, he put on a magic helmet, and that G made him a genius. It's, Aaron got two A's on his report card. They were both in the word Aaron, okay?
It's a good line.
It's not bad. So what do we think, fellas?
So he goes on for another 5 or 6 minutes, and at the end, he pretty much just hopes that Rodgers will apologize.
And when I do get something wrong, which happens on rare occasions, you know what I do? I apologize for it, which is what Aaron Rodgers should do, which is what a decent person would do, but I bet he won't. If he does, you know what I'll do? I'll accept his apology and move on, but he probably won't do that. My guess is he won't apologize. I hope I'm wrong.
And that sets the stage for today, because Tuesday is the day that Rodgers joins the Pat McAfee show.
And we were all waiting. I mean, Kimmel himself, he's gotten himself into hot water in the past. He's done a bit wearing blackface 20 years ago, and he's apologized for it.
You think
now, we don't have to forgive him for it.
You think the man show is
I don't think
aging
that's,
well?
That's really held up very
well. Those clips aren't too hot in 2024.
He's not ending his show with girls on trampolines?
No, or walking up behind them and like licking the air at their backside while Adam Carolla.
Probably reminisces, though, and be like, man. Yeah. Those were some fun times.
Better days, bro.
That was fun. So, yeah, as you mentioned earlier, Aaron Rodgers was on the McAfee show earlier this afternoon, 20, 25 minutes, and
he talked about, I don't know, 85% of the the whole time we watched. And if you look at McAfee, he's just got his hand on his head thinking, okay, when is he going to stop talking? Two, how am I going to have to clean this up? Because you know a producer was right in McAfee's ear for half of this thing.
And a majority of it, he wasn't really even addressing the back and forth with Kimmel. He's talking about horse medicine and why you shouldn't get vaccinated. It's all these things that pretty much the 7.5 minutes that Kimmel spent talking about last night, where there's this guy who thinks he knows so much more than scientists and people that study this for a living. I don't know if Rogers watched that last night, because he's like, oh yeah, there's Fauci. He's been wrong on everything. And I guess if you give McAfee any type of credit in this, he says, okay,
we got that, don't we, Jay? All right.
He says, okay, well, cite your source. And he's like, oh yeah, well, I've read many things.
Many leather-bound books.
There's been many studies on this, which is what everybody says when they get into this argument. So that was a majority of it. We've got about a minute.
And this is towards the very end, and Pat McAfee wants to sort of bring it back home and maybe give Aaron Rodgers another chance to out and out apologize. And this is
does him, he apologize?
This is him talking past it.
So the way that whole thing went with you saying, like, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't want to see that list. And I think people that maybe have watched the show a lot recalled the moment between you and Kimmel whenever he said, like, okay, buddy. And then you saying you want to see it was insinuated, though, that you called him a pedophile by everybody quickly. So I think you could, and you've acknowledged this, like, Jimmy Kimmel has been called a pedophile, I think, by a lot of people, because his name has been on one of those lists on the internet for a long time. So I think you stoking the flame a little bit there made the entire world continue to turn up on him. I think that's why he got so bummed out by it all.
And that sucks. And I condemn that 100%. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, any type of name calling, that's ridiculous. And I'm not calling him one, and neither should you. So it's not backing me up or making me feel good if you're doing that. Let me make that crystal clear. I don't take any for joy out of anybody doing that.
Give it two.
So don't do that in my name. Don't do that at all. Like, those are serious accusations meant for people who are on the list.
So was this on a fringe website or YouTube or something?
No, this was
on ESPN. Yeah.
Big boy ESPN.
And the only thing he really backtracked on in the 20-plus minutes he was on was his quote. He was saying he was pretty much misquoted, saying that Jimmy Kimmel wouldn't want to see the names on the list.
Man, I don't know how you can call him
a pedo, but why even mention his name if you say, okay, Kimmel doesn't want to see the names on the list? Okay, if you're McAfee or AJ Hawk or whoever on that show, then say, okay, then why even bring his name up?
Yeah, he knew exactly what he was doing. Now it's turned into a big thing and he's trying to talk past it.
And if people misunderstood what you were saying, issue an apology for at least putting his name out there.
His ego won't allow that.
Like, I'm kind of watching this, and as a person, I want Rodgers to apologize, maybe see some growth. But for content, I kind of just want this to keep going.
Do you? I kind of want to go
back and forth. I want to hear what Kimmel has to say next.
I'm sure there's going to be a return.
Do you think he does?
Probably so, because we're talking about it right now, and it'll get talked about again tomorrow. So let's go to some other scholars.
Let's have some fun.
So what do we think, fellas? Okay, thank you, Jay. Bass Pro Shop. Is this Leeds?
This is Leeds, Alabama.
Near Birmingham?
According to Matt McLaren, who's familiar with the area, says it is east of Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
He's familiar with this Bass Pro Shop.
All right.
So this was over the weekend. We saw the video, and one of the ones where we have questions, but it is a grown man in a pool type area.
It's an aquarium.
We
look at
a clear aquarium in a Bass Pro Shop.
Have you never been to a Bass Pro Shop before? They all have that.
Oh, duh. I go like all the time.
You've never been to a Bass Pro? For real?
I've been by the one in Grapevine, and there's one in Springfield.
I was going to say, if he had been, I would want to know why. Because I don't know many minor interests that align with Bass Pro.
Fishing, bass.
Outdoorsy.
I know why you would go there, because you're part owner.
Because you own it.
Yeah. Family money.
That's where you get all your Sean Bass Pro Shop stuff.
Right.
You get your little Sean Bass foam finger.
Yep.
But the thing that stood out in this video, and I'm
1899.
Sure, 1899. I'm sure we've all seen it. It's a grown man in an aquarium, and
he's a grown man for like 98% of his body.
He doesn't have a pee-pee.
He's got a micropenis.
He detached it before he jumped in, apparently.
I mean, you're kind of asking, is he doing the Silence of the Lambs?
The tuck?
Tucking, because yeah. That's what I thought at first.
And obviously, the water is cold, but...
It's not inverted.
Come on. I mean, that's a little bit of an excuse.
How cold could it be?
Yeah. Turning out of you into
it doesn't, yeah, really. It doesn't just go away like that. The video made us all feel better about ourselves. For a brief moment.
It made Brett Favre feel better about himself.
Yeah, next time I have an awkward conversation with a lady, be like, look, it could be worse.
Just imagine being there, and there's videos going around.
You're trying to buy some stink bait. You got that guy in there.
We were watching one of the videos before the show, and it's just some guy, some Alabama bro, filming it, and he just adds a little brief commentary in.
Yeah, I figured he didn't have much fight in him after that.
Now what are you going to do with him?
Well, he's wet. He ought to be able to slide across this pool pretty good.
Because he fell out of the tank.
He did.
He's like...
Hard.
He's
not... Like, he fell on the ground hard, not...
And he fell...
We wouldn't growing. Know the other way.
He fell front first, which probably wouldn't hurt some things.
Yeah.
He had no door stopper.
Not at all. And he's just laying there. And we're thinking, okay, are they going to tase him? Because he's... That might kill him.
Yeah. They had the laser pointed at him from the taser. I'm like, don't kill him. But yeah, I guess he was...
I admired that confidence, though, man.
Reports.
To be a Ken doll and be willing to do that.
The amount of drugs you have to be on. And surprisingly, we are hearing reports that he was on drugs, which is very, it feels very childish.
He was on
or
dope.
Like, yeah,
he was,
like.
He was doping.
Yeah, the news stories like, yeah, he was arrested and was on drugs.
Yeah, it's sad in a way, but also hilarious. But this is just out and out hilarious. Let's meet Connor. Connor was at a New Year's Eve party in the South. Looks like any SEC bro.
We have a theme trending.
And he got stuck in an urn. Now you think urn, you think something you put ashes in. But this is like a big outdoor pot.
Vase or vase.
Or big urn.
Or big urn. Ernie McCracken, yes. And he gets in it and he can't get out because the way the urn is shaped. And this is the first part. This is him after he realizes he can't get out, and the accent on this dude makes it that much more funny.
This is like
Connor, this is an HR issue, Connor.
This needs to be a decorative element in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is an HR issue.
I'm not. You're not going to be able to get out.
He's going to be there to go off of the show.
Y'all going to have to find
him. We'll get you out.
We are not breaking the pot.
I don't know who you are.
I'm stuck.
And they look very SEC.
Oh my God.
It's
New Year's Eve, so
the
white wine is flowing amongst the ladies. And so
they sound so Murdoch. Like
yes, very
they kind of have a little bit of the look, and they sound like the Murdoch family, like rich white kids.
So after a while, there's some attempts to get him out. It's not happening. They lean him over. And at this point, Connor is agitated.
What if they throw the tape out for everybody? I am doing everything I'm f***ing can! God f***ing! My sweater off before he took my belt off, and I didn't do
s***. You got it, Connor. You got it. You do. Look, you can do it. You really can. You really can.
These drunk white girls are like, it's okay, Connor.
His knees are hitting.
So eventually, there's video of him getting chiseled out of the urn. And there's also a tweet thread out there that was somebody at the party was live tweeting it, and it's hilarious.
So you found this thread. I wasn't aware of this until you brought it up on Monday, but is this just one of his friends recording the whole thing? Because
absolutely. Because let's
be
honest.
If I'm Connor after this, then we're going to have some words.
Well, apparently Connor was pantless after they got him out, and he just stayed at the party and had to have a drink just to blow off a little steam.
So Connor is fine. Bass Pro guy is, I guess he's fine.
If we get any of them on the show, I'll be very happy.
Justin, let's get them both at the same time.